We often might miss the gospel acclamation that we always have from the scripture just before we read the gospel. Today's was one that particularly struck me because it seems to summarize so clearly the theme of our readings. So let me read the acclamation again. Whoever keeps the word of Christ grows perfect in the love of God. Whoever keeps the word of Christ grows perfect in the love of God. In the reading from Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "We also constantly give thanks to God for this, that when you received the word of God that you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it really is, God's word, which is also at work in you believers." 1 Thessalonians was Paul's first letter, written around the year 51 AD. So he is a young apostle, and this is one of the first churches where the gospel of Jesus Christ came to life, and he's so excited because as he went there and proclaimed the gospel, as he spoke with a human mouth, the people didn't just hear Paul and his traveling companions, they heard the word of God. And says St. Paul, in hearing the word of God, he celebrates that this word is at work in you believers. What happens then when, like the Thessalonians, God's word is active in our lives? Well, remember what St. John said in that acclamation? We grow perfect in the love of God. By this, he means that our lives become a clearer, clearer expression of the outworking of God's word, written in the scriptures, proclaimed in the Mass, and lived in our lives. And this doesn't just happen. It takes work. Let me just use a comparison to try to illustrate this. I love to play the piano. And right now, I am working, kind of working, on a Mozart piano sonata. And as I look at the notes on the page and these fingers trying to make those notes that are there to be played on the keyboard so that it sounds like Mozart intended, believe me, it does not just happen. I mean, some people can play that way. I cannot. It takes work, work, more work. I have to kind of practice these little runs that are 5, 6, 7 notes long to make sure that the fingers do what they are supposed to. But the more I work at it, slowly and surely, but never yet perfectly, I think I am trying to reproduce more clearly what Mozart intended. And as an amateur musician, it is such a joyful thing to be able to take that and make it sound something like Mozart intended. Well, believe me, when it comes to living the Christian faith, I'm kind of like I am at the keyboard. There's still a lot of work to do. But I desire to grow perfect in love. And I know that's your desire too. And so let's think about it this way. As Christians, we are both, so to speak, the instrument on which the music of grace is played, but we are also the musicians who are invited to play the music of grace. And as we learn to do this, as we learn to live our lives in this way, we want to grow not to be perfectionists, because we know what perfectionists are like. They're a pain in the you know where. No, but we want to grow perfect in love. We want to become what it means to be in Christ. And people who are learning to live this way recognize, first of all, that although we cannot see God, God is all-knowing, he is all-seeing, he is everywhere with us. As David said in today's psalm, "Where then can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence?" And his question actually has the answer, nowhere. There's nowhere I can go where, God, you are not present. And in order to make his point, maybe some of you remember that book, The Runaway Bunny, if you've had little children. And this little bunny kind of runs away from Mummy Bunny, and he thinks, "I've gotten away from her." But wherever the little bunny goes, Mummy Bunny is there to follow him. Well, David in this psalm It's sort of like the runaway bunny. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Isn't that beautiful? I love Psalm 139, because here David says, God, I cannot avoid your presence. Wherever I am, you are there. And people who are learning to live with a conscious awareness of being daily in the presence of God are being changed. Our character is being changed. There is what I'm calling a compassionate consistency, a compassionate consistency, where character and genuine motives are exhibited in how we relate to others. Now remember I said this is St. Paul's first letter? And here we just get a sense of Paul's heart when he says, I was like a father amongst you. And actually earlier on, just before our text for today, he says, I was like a nursing mother. This is the Apostle Paul, tough guy, right? Who went all around the Roman world. But in his very first letter, he says, I'm like a nursing mother. I'm like a pleading father who says, I urge and encourage you and plead that you lead a life worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And here's the point that Paul's making. You have to see in me what I desire to see formed in you. There needs to be a consistency in my own life, says St. Paul. So he wrote, you are witnesses, listen to this, and so is God. There is a human witness, and there's also a divine witness, says Paul. How pure, upright, and blameless our conduct was towards you believers. How important this is. That priests be pure. That priests be upright. That priests try to live lives, again, imperfectly, putting up my hand, that are blameless. But this has to be our goal. This has to be our desire. For it's only as we embody in our lives something of this kind of character and pure motive that God's people are going to be able to hear God's word. And that's why Jesus in today's gospel is really, really so direct when he looks at religious leaders who are hypocrites. And he says, you're like a whitewashed tomb. You look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, you're full of dead bones. In other words, you might appear religious, but your motives are self-serving. You might respect the prophets through your words, but your lives, as he said at the end of that reading from the gospel, you fulfill your ancestors, those who murdered the prophets. So there's a profound challenge at the heart of today's readings. It is really easy to be religious on the outside and selfish on the inside. It is much harder to live a life of holiness, of discipleship, of integrity, and of purity. But here's the encouraging word for today. When leadership has integrity, the people of God can be attentive to the living word, so that together, priest and people, the people of St. Peter's, we can become ever more a community that is learning to play the sonata of grace. And in the bit of First John that we did not hear right after this bit about being perfect in love, do you know what then he goes on to say? By this, we may be sure we are in him. By this, by being attentive to God's word, by growing in love to perfection, we may then be sure that we are in Jesus. What a way to live one's life. What a beautiful vision. One that I am confident is unfolding here in this precious community of St. Peter's.